We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Thank you so much for listening in here on this Thursday. Thanks to the guests from Fort Riley. Going to transition a little bit, talk Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Karen Hibbard, director, is out here on a Thursday, a little different. A
little different, shaking things up, Brandon.
Yeah, we appreciate you doing this for us and coming out here today. I wanted to get you on here to talk about some different events here around the area. And, you know, it is summertime. It's a busy time, I know, usually for tourism in the area.
Absolutely. And certainly, Brandon, it's always a delight to come and be able to talk about the activities that take place in the month of June. We've talked about that. We've teased about that. And now we're in the midst of June, and there's a lot happening. There's a lot of things that are not happening. And I wanted to visit with you all about the things that make Manhattan the hub of activity. Certainly last weekend, we'll just step back just a week, short week. Again, we want to thank the Kansas Wheat Commission for being the sponsor and the creator of the Festival of Breads, the National Festival of Breads. And I don't know how many of our listeners had the opportunity to go down to the Manhattan Conference Center and participate and to see what was rising at the at the conference center. But there were over 3,000 people that came to the Festival of Breads to see those contestants, amateur bakers that put their heart and soul into their product and showed how to make bread. And the winner for the Festival of Breads this year was actually from Utah. So again, 8 contestants, 4 amateur bakers, 4 food bloggers that came. And again, thank you to Kansas Wheat for their efforts to tell the story, not only about how important wheat is for us as a food substance, but the significance of that as to how that is really such a key part to our industry here in Kansas. And during that time, during the Kansas Wheat, the National Festival of Bread, whether you were a participant, active participant, or an observer just there for the day just to see what all was going on, you had that opportunity to learn about the significance of wheat. So we look forward to welcoming the National Festival of Breads back in 2 more years. So this weekend also, there's a lot of activity that is happening. I know you had on air yesterday the organizers of Juneteenth, and we really encourage our locals as well as visitors that will be traveling into Manhattan to take advantage of Juneteenth and the activities that will be taking place. The great thing about Juneteenth and the Jazz and Soul Festival there is that's absolutely free. It's a 2-day festival in City Park, and you're going to have some really great entertainment that's going to be taking place. I just want to remind listeners that on Friday, the entertainment will take place at 7:30, and on Saturday, the entertainment starts at 6:30. So there's 2 different time frames there, but go to City Park and you'll see and be a part of the Juneteenth activities as well.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing about every community, when they have community events, it's nice to have a diversity of different styles of events. And each one of these, you got the Cowboy Poetry Contest coming up tomorrow at the Flint Hills Discovery Center.
Absolutely. And if you, and that tags in well with what else is happening this weekend in the Flint Hills region. But certainly, I want you as listeners to take advantage of that. If you want to be entertained, do go to the National Cowboy Poetry Contest. It's the state contest. I had the opportunity of judging some of their regional contests, and oh my goodness, there are 2 categories. There's humorous and there's serious, and both of them, both of those categories, those artists that participate in cowboy poetry do a great job of painting a picture for you as you listen to their poetry. At the humorous ones, I'll guarantee you, you will be giggling for the rest of the evening as you go there. And again, you can have we have some real celebrity judges that will be participating in that. So mark that on your calendar.
All right. Again, a lot of those happening tomorrow and this weekend. As you mentioned, it's a pretty busy weekend here in Manhattan. Any idea about how many people came out for the Bread Fest last week?
Yes, we had about 3,000 people that came, and so that was a really great thing. I don't have the data as far as if where all they came from, but sure. I do know that the competitors, that they came from 8 different states, and some of those brought quite an entourage of support with them. So about 3,000 folks came to the National Festival of Breads.
All right. Well, I know June's kind of usually a rocking month here for the city of Manhattan. Now, you know, kind of the elephant in the room here, and I know you've already talked about this, is the country stampede. That had to move.
Sure, absolutely. And I do want to talk about that. But before, while we were talking about the cowboy poetry, yeah. I want to talk about why that is on Friday night. That is a precursor to the winner of that, actually, of the cowboy poetry will get to go to the symphony in the Flint Hills. And this year, the symphony is this weekend, and it's down at Bazaar, Kansas. And if you haven't had the opportunity of going to Bazaar, it is a beautiful, beautiful community in the middle of the Flint Hills.
It's gorgeous down there.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And because of the abundance of water that we have had, the grass is very lush and green, and we're trusting the symphony has had great luck in not having to ever deal with rain on the actual day of the event. But just in case, if you are a symphony goer, just a reminder, if rain does cause the event to be postponed, it would be held on Sunday, and then if it still is inclement weather, then it would not be held. But again, the symphony will be at Bazaar. There'll be between 5,000 to 7,000 people in attendance. And what I wanted to share with you as the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Manhattan, Kansas, we are very active and involved in the Flint Hills Tourism Coalition. And our goal as a coalition together is to encourage people to travel through the Flint Hills. The Flint Hills, of course, start in the Nebraska state line, and actually the Flint Hills go down into Oklahoma a bit. But in Kansas, it represents 22 counties. You'll have the opportunity when you go to the symphony to purchase for $25 a passport to savings through the Flint Hills. With that, it's an opportunity for you to experience dining, great dining, throughout the Flint Hills region. All of these opportunities that you'll have after you purchase this $25 passport is buy one, get one. You'll have the opportunity to visit these communities. So, listeners, if you've not been to these communities, now's your time to go and tour. Besides Manhattan, you will go to El Dorado, Cottonwood Falls, Strong City, Sedan, Ark City, Winfield, Howard, Eureka, Newton, Emporia, Marion, Peabody, Home. Did you know we had a Home, Kansas?
I did not.
Marysville, Council Grove, Oldsburg, Wamego, Alma, Eskridge, and of course your home base, Manhattan. So you can go on to travelkansas.com/Flint Hills and to find out a little bit more as to how you do this. You cannot walk into our office to purchase this passport. Pre-sales will be done at the symphony itself for $25. It's a $300 value. So there are 3 dining establishments or opportunities in each of those communities that I have mentioned. So again, we encourage you to get out and explore the Flint Hills. It's a great opportunity. That website, again, to purchase that, that passport to savings is at travelkansas.com/Flint Hills, or you can purchase that at the Symphony in the Flint Hills this weekend.
I've never been to the Symphony in the Flint Hills, but I've heard such great things about the backdrop and everything. And that's, most people talk about the backdrop of it because the scenery is just amazing.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful event. And again, just to paint the picture, the purpose is we talk about so much about what makes Manhattan and this area attractive. And Brandon will pick on you because this isn't your hometown, but you have quickly adopted it. And I know that you are amazed at the beauty that surrounds you. But there's also always that desire to know a little bit more. And certainly we encourage folks to begin their journey of knowledge at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. That's where you have a deeper understanding and appreciation of the tall grass and the significance of that. And that's what the purpose of the symphony is. It's a day event that gates open right around noon that you can go and you can you'll have some educational tents that you'll learn about. This year, the theme is more on stargazing. Each year, the symphony has a different theme, a different emphasis. Several years ago, it was here at Fort Riley, and certainly we talked about during that time, it was the significance of the fort and what its role was in the tall grass, and as pioneers were moving westward. But there's always an educational aspect of that. So there are 3 to 4 tents that you can learn about the tall grass prairie. You're surrounded by the tall grass. Usually you travel a bit on gravel roads. For some folks, that's an unusual experience for them to do. And then the evening when the symphony then begins, that's really beautiful experience, and it really marries music and nature together. Probably the real caveat and the cherry on the top, if you wish, is the concert is always ended with the singing of Home on the Range, and it's perfectly timed so that as the singing of Home on the Range is being sung, the sun is setting, and as a Kansan or an adoptive Kansan, you quickly understand the beauty and the significance of that song, as well as you go away with a deeper appreciation of the prairie.
That's great. And, you know, I went to the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve, I think it was last year. I went down there and they had some telescopes out looking up at the stars. My goodness, it was so fun. I took the whole family there. We saw, you know, I think we saw a good view of Jupiter.
Yes.
And some of the other planets. But yeah, you're right. A lot of gravel roads, and it's very dark out there. We're pushing the stroller there. And it's not the most ideal maybe for a stroller, but a lot of fun. I highly encourage anybody to go out to the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, look up. Our sky is really, really beautiful, whether the sun is shining or the stars are out. I do encourage people to do that. And goodness, just today will be another perfect day to do just that. Yesterday, I was struck by the beautiful clouds that we had in the sky. And again, if we lived in a major city with a lot of tall buildings around us, we wouldn't take note of that quite so much. And so really there are a lot of visitors that come into our region just for that, to see the expansiveness of our skies that surround us.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out here. We'll come back. Karen Hibbert's going to stay here for a second segment. We'll be back more after this on In Focus.